It's time for another visit to the StoryCorps project commemorating the 10th anniversary of Lexington's no smoking ordinance. The history-making vote influenced many other counties, cities, and towns to follow Lexington's lead. Today, we hear from Jim Rousey and Scott Lockard, public health directors of Madison and Clark counties, respectively. The two talk about the social and cultural challenges they faced in attempting to get smoke-free ordinances passed in their communities.
In Madison County, we had such a rich heritage from tobacco. Many of our citizens had grown tobacco or had been involved in the tobacco warehouse industry. And in some initial public forums that we had, that came up time and time again. If you really look at it, a great deal of the wealth and wealth that ultimately provided a tax base that built some roads and some schools and contributions that built churches and so forth came from the tobacco industry. And we found early on that at every opportunity that we wanted to acknowledge that rich heritage, which of course was way before we had the science connecting the hazards of tobacco and tobacco smoke to public health. So that was probably one of the biggest challenges that we had was in honoring that rich tobacco history that we had.
I think one of the things we learned early on in our campaign is this was not just about science and the facts. It was a very emotional issue, because passing something like a smoke-free regulation in a community, people felt like you were attacking their heritage, their history, and you were saying that they were bad people for being associated with tobacco growing. And that was the farthest thing we were trying to communicate, and always tried to make it as clear as possible that we acknowledge the importance that tobacco has played in our community, and the science we had at that time. You know, there was not that understanding of the harmful effects of it, and by no means does this say that anyone is a bad person for being affiliated with growing and raising tobacco as they're doing to support their families.
You know, Scott, when we began having discussions in board meetings, and those board meetings were reported in the local paper, the initial discussions were about we should look at restaurants only. And I got a telephone call one day from a gentleman probably about my age now or a little younger who worked at a business in Richmond, a national chain, if you will, and his fellow employees smoked. And he had asthma really bad. But he told me that he could not quit his job, that at his age, he was sure that he would not be able to get a job that paid and provided the benefits that he was getting from this current job. He was too young to retire, and if he did quit, he would lose his health insurance, and he needed that. So he was really kind of stuck, and he encouraged us, the Board of Health, to not only address clean indoor air in restaurants, but all workplaces, all public places. And that really has been a conversation that I recall year after year that really was impetus for working harder for a broad-based clean indoor air regulation.
I had a lot of business owners who they said they were so happy to see us take this approach at the health department and to pass this, because they would love to go smoke-free in their business, but they didn't want to risk alienating customers. But if we did it and they had to abide by the regulation, then that was great. As I look back over what I have had the privilege to be involved in my public health career, being part of this passage of a smoke-free regulation for Clark County, And Winchester, it rates among the highlights. When I feel like, you know, ultimately, I guess I'm still one of these idealists. I want to make a difference.
Retired Madison County Public Health Director Jim Rousey and current Winchester-Clark County Public Health Director Scott Lockard talking about no smoking ordinances. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp@uky.edu for sharing their StoryCorps audio with us. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday right here on WUKY.